For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Hi, I'm John from Coxsackie. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
You're listening to the test site of Acoustic Commons, available at wavefarm.org/listen or on any wgxc.org webpage if you click on the listen button. The test site of Acoustic Commons is a microphone in the Wavefarm woods that lets you overhear the sounds of nature, the live weather on the radio at wavefarm.org/listen or click on any wgxc.org webpage. Click on the listen button to hear the sounds in the woods at Wave Farm through the test site of Acoustic Commons.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Becca Van Kay of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Let's do this until March, and let's attach the SAVE Act. Let's keep spending frozen, and let's protect elections.
Texas Congressman Chip Roy urges his fellow House Republicans to attach legislation requiring voters prove their citizenship to a must-pass government spending bill. The government would shut down at the end of the month without a continuing resolution. But Democrats counter it's already illegal for non-citizens to vote in federal elections, and they argue the Senate won't accept a measure that would have the effect of suppressing the votes of marginal groups. Former President Donald Trump supports the legislation. He's repeated false claims that the Biden administration is bringing in migrants so they can vote illegally and throw the election.
I would shut down the government in a heartbeat if they don't get it, and if they don't get it in the bill. No, if they don't get these bills, they should close it down, and Republicans should not approve it.
Not all Republicans want to risk a shutdown, saying it could jeopardize vulnerable incumbents. Congress resumes work next week. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing one of the state's largest urban counties to prevent it from mailing out thousands of voter registration forms. Bexar County commissioners say the goal is to boost voter participation in and around San Antonio, but Paxton says it's an attempt to register more Democrats and non-citizens. County Commissioner Rebecca K. Flores says registering voters is nonpartisan.
I am continuously talking to migrants, and none of them are trying to figure out how to vote illegally. They are concerned with getting food and clothes on their back.
Texas lacks automatic or online registration. Civil rights groups say it's become one of the states that makes it the hardest to vote. Tennessee currently ranks last in turnout, but advocates are working to register more voters. Dawn Sluckabear with Think Tennessee says while that doesn't automatically improve turnout, easy online registration can be a good first step, especially in rural counties.
Even just messaging in those communities that if you have a Tennessee driver's license and access to the internet, you can get registered without even, you know, having to go anywhere.
The ACLU of Michigan is suing a Kalamazoo County election official after he said he wouldn't certify the 2024 election if it's stolen from Trump. Robert Froman previously told the Detroit News he believes 2020 was stolen, which is why he ran for office. Public education advocates are raising alarms about Project 2025. The right-wing roadmap for a second Trump term would eliminate Head Start and the Department of Education. Former teacher and Connecticut Democratic Representative Jahana Hayes says the conservative movement to slash and privatize education puts the nation's most vulnerable students at risk.
There's language in Project 2025 to roll back federal feeding programs. Hungry kids do not learn.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather Weekend Report, recorded on Friday, September 6th. We have about 36 days left until peak foliage. Local early morning temperatures range from 47 degrees in Copaig to 55 in Skodak. Today is going to be mostly sunny. We get a high of 78 at 3 p.m. Dew points make it up to the 60s, so when overnight temperatures fall to 63 degrees, it will feel pretty humid. Saturday, it looks like some passing rain may be seen in the morning, then things get more intense in the afternoon. Don't forget the umbrellas and rain flies. High of 71 happens at 1 p.m. Overnight, rain ends by 3 a.m. Temperatures fall to 50 degrees around 6 a.m. Sunday will be nice, dry, partly cloudy with a high of 69. It'll be time soon to start dressing in layers, people. 49 degrees overnight takes us into another nice day on Monday. High of 76 degrees and partly cloudy. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 5:27 a.m., low tide at 12:06 p.m., and high tide once again at 5:59 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 67 degrees and the tide strength is high. Sunset today will be at 7:07 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:23 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 20%. Plasma winds will be slow at 365 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 167. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves. Green and Columbia counties.
Sometimes I remember the voice, and sometimes I don't.
Then again,
I just kept hoping that it was all a dream. That I would get up and get up once more, and it would all be a dream.
I just kept hoping that it was all a dream.
Three. null, ten, fourteen, fourteen, three, null, ten, два, девять, 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 один, два, девять, 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 один, шесть, семь, шесть, три, два, шесть, семь, шесть, три, два, шесть, пять, пять, ноль, четыре, шесть, пять, пять, ноль, четыре.
Зо, არჩევნებში მონაწილეობს. დიდი მაჟორიტარი ვინმეა?
აუ, და პროსტა რა, მართალი რა, ბიჭებო რა.
ზო გოიმი არ არის?
რატომ არ დამირეკე? 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, Shiny ball that is coming at us through the clouds, but everything has turned grey and it is getting very dark indeed, and it's very much like the atmosphere before a storm. The sea is perfectly still and calm.
It was just all dark for about a minute. It was amazing.
Almighty be upon you. This day and forevermore. Amen.
The drop in the light metal was quite amazing. More than I've ever known before. And the rise at the end.
Just about everyone wonders. What happens to people after they die?
The cancer of souls, not as cold as we can remember it, all are flags. It's still very important.
The soul of a dead person lives on, either on earth or in heaven. Finally, death is a mystery we cannot fully understand.
It's a strange, weird experience. One that I've walked away.
No one has come back to tell us what it is like.
Thank you.
39715. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. Two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Eight.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
9, 10. 9.
Questions still remain. Their origin is still up to go. Actually, from the afterlife. should also be noted.
There's going to be some type of collective vision.
These samples have been altered or tampered with in any way. Other than to master the recordings for this CD.
Many purporting for the voices of the dead.
And go out there and resonate.
You want to resonate,
Tim? Yeah, we always resonate.
Yeah, me too.
You know, when you first began talking about this, people.
Let me make it as short and painless as possible. Then. Everything that exists is a pattern of information. Is in the form of information patterns. Each of these patterns is unique for every person, every place, every thing, and every event.
Well, that certainly all makes sense.
I mean, they laugh, they scoff, they get pity and scared.
Even if you are blind, awareness is not interfere.
But I mean, it's everywhere all of a sudden. Everywhere. Many were scared.
One, four.
Now, I know it's touchy, and then it's hard for you to talk about a lot of that. You probably should talk about some of it. So.
You do good.
I have
But I mean, it's everywhere all of a sudden, and everywhere.
That the earth is not my planet.
We're getting something connected with the sun, and I mean it.
Well, that certainly all makes sense.
2 years ago, we began to talk about this, but that's now, I really mean it.
Here is some radio art from Mendy and Keith Obadicki from their Number Station show from October 2015. Here is an excerpt from their Furtive Movements. 40.